Page 14, number 149. Cognotes 2012 Midwinter Meeting highlights Liz Harwood from page 1. Relevant and significant in the life of our communities, then we need to answer a basic question that Americans are asking themselves today, and that question is not a political question, as some would pretend it is or make it out to be. It's a basic, human question, and it's a question that I think libraries are uniquely positioned to work on, and it's this: who can I trust? A simple question. Who can I trust? Who can I trust to create safe spaces in my community for me to come back into the public square without worrying that every space will be taken over by acrimony and divisiveness, and the finger-pointing we are so sick and tired of? Who can trust to do that? Harwood said, noting that the key to answering this question is to turn outward to our communities, focusing less on process than progress and making the community the reference point and not our organizations. Harwood presented three basic tests about turning outward and whether or not you are doing this. Imagine facing a room of people from your community. Could you face them and speak to them about their background and heritage, their concerns and hopes? Can you do that? Think about the pledges you have made and ask if you are moving in the right direction. Consider the urge within yourself for why you became librarians in the first place. Am I staying true to that urge, which is the greatest gift we have? With courage and humility, Harwood believes people can and must step forward and raise their expectations and the expectations of their communities. We have too much work to do. What I am here to say to you today, that as this earth continues, the reason you are moving forward in the way you are is one of the most important things that you can protect. It's one of the most important things that you can claim and name for yourself, and when it gets ignited in you and you touch someone else, it ignites it in them, and when we do that, we begin to move our communities on a new trajectory. Conversation from page 1. As participants moved around to join different groups, they were asked to answer several questions, which prompted them to visualize their library in the future. Regrouping after this exercise, it was clear that a diverse vision had emerged of communities from all socioeconomic backgrounds, ethnicities and age groups, whose members had individual needs ranging from finding a job to finding health care. From laid-off workers coping with the effects of the economic downturn to new immigrants learning how to become a part of their new communities, Langs spoke of these and other grand challenges, and about how critical it is for libraries to transform as necessary to aid in the aspirations of our communities. As he talked about the need for libraries to shape themselves to their communities, he also stressed that libraries must shape their communities by expecting more from them. Langs said, "The mission of librarians is to improve society through facilitating knowledge creation in their communities." Click here to read the on-site issues of Cognotes Alabama Fun Run Race results. The early hour and chilly temperatures didn't scare away participants of the Midwinter Fun Run 5K and walk on Saturday, January 21. The race took place at River John Park at Katy Trail in Dallas. The event, sponsored by Innovative Interfaces, was part of the Think Fit at Alabama initiative. The top finishers in each category are listed below. Overall female winners 1. Nancy Foley, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 22:41.2. Kendall Gerard, Toronto, Canada, 25:07.3. Eva Mitnick, Venice, California, 25:23. Overall male winners 1. Eric Forte, Santa Barbara, California, 17:53.2. Hank Sway, Belmont, Massachusetts, 19:43. Steve Chichester, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 22:35.18. And under male 1. Bennett Nichols, Fairlawn, Ohio, 32:16. Ages 19-29. Female 1. Julie Hamm, Newton, Massachusetts, 28:19.8. Ages 3039. Female 1. Andrea Falcon, Greeley, Colorado, 28:04.8. Male 1. Brian Chalupa, Chicago, Ill, 24:32.8. Ages 4049. Female 1. Abigail Elder, Portland, Oregon, 26:03.2. Male 1. Gerardo Colmenar, Santa Barbara, California, 23:13.9. Ages 50 over. Female 1. Sally Lederer, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 25:48.5. Male 1. Charles Hansen, Grosse Pointe Farms, Michigan, 28:03.2. Complete race results can be found at http://www.ateams.com/race-streaming/files/alabama5k.htm. Think Fit at Alabama Fun Run 5K and Walk. Participant Florante Ibanez, Loyola Law School, Los Angeles, California, smiles as he crosses the finish line. Advertisement calling all crafters, artists, painters and sculptors. Support the Christopher J. Howe/Earth Scholarship. Donations of artwork are being sought to benefit the Christopher J. Howe/Earth Scholarship in conjunction with this year's annual conference in Anaheim. Contact the committee chair, Athena Michael at amical@wiley.com for more information. All scholarship proceeds will directly help a librarian. Each year, the Christopher J. Howe/Earth Scholarship awards one librarian a $5,000 General Alabama Scholarship to attend an Alabama-accredited master's program. Scholarship applications can be found at http://www.alabama.org/scholarships.